There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Monday, May 21st edition. Hope everybody had a really good weekend and ready for another week of action. Weather, for the most part, stayed away this weekend. We have a good looking weather day on tap today. Not a bunch of windy situations. A couple spots of rain around 15%, so hopefully that just kind of fades away and we're good. But can always get worse as the day goes on, so don't forget to go check in on that when you get at it. We got 9 games on tap. Let's check out your totals. Braves, Phillies, 8.5. Padres, Nationals, 7.5. Marlins, Mets, 8.5. D-backs, Brewers, 8. Your 2 or 3 big games to target here. Yankees, Rangers, 9.5. Orioles, White Sox, 9.5. Tigers, Twins, 9. And then you have Royals, Cardinals, 8.5. Rockies, Dodgers, 7.5. So you got those 3 totals over 9. You got 3 8.5s also. So interesting spots here. You got a handful of really, really good higher-priced arms. Then the way DraftKings has been doing their pricing, which, you know, I get. It gives you some high-priced options based on the slate. Some call it dynamic price scales. It's not more of a yearly production. It's more of a slate-by-slate basis, which I like. It keeps it interesting for sure. And we got a bunch of cheapies, some trashy lefties on the mound. We can target some power righties. So lots and lots to go off of today. Let's kick it off with your pitching, as always. Your top-priced arm on the slate is Zach Greinke at 12-1. Great arm. I won't be paying it. You got Gio Gonzalez at 11-9. If you're going to pay up for either of these two, it's Gio for me. I don't really plan on paying for either. There's plenty in the 9s and 8s that I like a lot. Gio is at home where he's been getting over 21 points per game on the season. He's got back-to-back basically 23-point outings and then a 29-point outing. He's been very, very good. He faced this San Diego Padres team his last time out in San Diego. 6 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks for those 22.7 DraftKings points. As volatile as pitching has been this year, he's very consistent. That's why I don't mind him if you're paying up top. If you want that comfort level against a San Diego team that strikes out over 25% versus lefties, he's got a 23% plus K rate. He's got a ground ball rate of 47%. He limits the hard contact. Washington's not like an extreme hitter's park. It's not an extreme pitcher's park. It's probably more pitcher than hitter, but still pretty neutral. Padres are tied with the lowest total at 3.1. Lefties 207, righties 328 off Gio. So there are a few options in that lineup. You got Perella and Villanueva who crushes lefties, but he's woke up the last few days, but overall been in quite a slump and a couple other bats, but as a whole, the Padres offense isn't terrifying. So if you're paying up, you're paying up to Gio, in my humble opinion. But I don't think you need to. Let's drop down below Gio. You got Miles Michaelis at $9,800 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Again, another guy like in Gio's fashion, but he's $2,100 cheaper. He doesn't like the stat column up for you, but he just gets it done. His last outing out was horrible. It was his worst. He only got 2 runs, but he only got 4 2/3 innings, only 2 Ks. But prior to that, 21-4, 23-6, 21-6, 26-8, 22-2. So 5 straight starts, he was going 7 innings, limiting the damage, getting you a handful of strikeouts. He's not a huge strikeout guy, usually doesn't walk many either, which is beautiful with Michaelis. Kansas City doesn't strike out a ton, so it's kind of one of those what's going to happen games. They have a total of 3-4-4, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 313, righties 296. The Royals offense we know is not good. So it brings Michaelis in play as a very interesting option. But there's two guys in this 9K range that I like a little bit more, especially GPP-wise. Mike Fulton-Evich might be one of the better GPP options on the slate because he is definitely boom or bust. A lot better boom than bust this season. Against Philadelphia, he's faced him three times on the year. 17 innings pitched, 4 earned, 21 strikeouts, averaging 21.6 DraftKings points per start against the Philadelphia Phillies this year. He's coming off back-to-back 20-plus point performances. He's gone for 20 or more in 3 of his last 4, in 4 of his last 6, 16 or more in 5 of his last 6. He's $9,600 with tremendous K upside. We saw what Jack Flaherty did to this Phillies lineup on Sunday, striking out 13. And the Phillies are tilting because they have a very good offense, no sugarcoating it, but it seems like it's all or nothing. You look back at that 4-game Cardinals series, and they went off twice and they got shut down twice. We know Fulte can get beat up, but as a whole this year, he's pitched a ton better. Strikeout velocity is around 95, 96 miles an hour on average, which is very good. He's limited the hard contact, which you used to not be able to say about Fulte in the past. He's got a strikeout rate of over 22%, and the Phillies are striking out at 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So for a GPP, because the boom, the bust is there, the boom is also very much there. Lefties 320, righties 315 off Fulte. They do have a 4-4 total, which is very, very good. But GPP-wise, the Ks can definitely be there. He can give up a couple of runs, strike out a handful, get you 20-plus points on low ownership because people are going to go to Michaelis or this next guy. Fulte could be a very nice low-owned option. The other guy I like here is Walker Buehler at $9,300. He was pitching outstanding against the Miami Marlins his last time out, and then a couple hiccups, and boom, goes dynamite. He leaves with 4 earned in 5 innings, still at 7 Ks. He has 7 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. He has 6 or more Ks in 4 starts. He has 5 or more in every start this year. That was his low point. Before that start, he had 17 or more points in every start this year. He's been very, very good, to say the least. Obviously a small sample size, but pretty much averaging 20 points a game. He's in a phenomenal spot against the Colorado Rockies. Rockies offense that's just dreadful and really struggles against right-handed pitching. They strike out 25% of the time. They're tied with the lowest total with the Padres at 3.1. Lefties 283, righties 207. So Buehler is in a great spot. Again, I said the Rockies struggle versus right-handed pitching. They have a very, very below average WOBA of 289 and an average ISO of 161. Versus the right-handed variety. So I like Buehler quite a bit to bounce back today. I think he'll be kind of the popular option in this group, but Buehler and Fulte I like quite a bit here. So in your 9K range, I got Buehler 1, Michaelis 2, Fulte 3, but Fulte, you know, is my number one GPP play on the high price. You know, 9K and above, Fulte is my GPP guy. I think ownership-wise he'll be the lowest in this group, and big upside against the Phillies, but there is that bust potential that makes him GPP. You know, if you want to do a Buehler faulty 1-2, I don't hate it. Your bats will be interesting, but there will be value on this slate with such bad pitching. So it is an interesting option there. Let's drop down to the 8K range. Another great GPP option because the bust is tremendous, but the boom is very much there as well, is Masahiro Tanaka of the New York Yankees going into Texas. Not a fun place to pitch in. And, you know, his last couple starts, 4 points, 13.9, but then, hey, here's your GPP upside. At the Angels, 31.1. Face Minnesota, who's got some power at 23.4. He's got 20 to 30 point upside, but he's also got that destroyed game in him. And it's really weird if you look at his splits this year. He's started 4 games at home. He's averaged 12.8 points, giving up 13 runs and 23 and a third. On the road in his 4 starts, 23 innings, 11 earned, and he's getting almost 20 DraftKings points per start. He's got more strikeouts on the road than at home. Could be definitely opponent-dependent. No sugarcoating that. But that helps. That's kind of what I want to point it out is the Texas Rangers strike out a ton. 26.4%, basically just like the Phillies. A big, big strikeout team. He still has almost a 15% swinging strike rate, a K rate of over 25%. There's not a lot of hard contact. It's just every now and then he hangs a splitter and he gives up the long ball. That's what we talk about Tanaka. He's given up 4 home runs at home and 4 on the road this year. So 8 home runs and 8 starts. He's going to give you at least one a start more often than not. It's just the way the cookie crumbles with him. Texas has a 4.1 team total, middle of the pack. Lefties 295, righties 335, so it's reverse splits, does better versus the lefties. The Rangers have a below average WOBA of 297 versus right-handed pitching and an average ISO of 155. It makes for a very interesting matchup. If he's limiting his hanging splitters, which is a big if because we have no idea, he can be filthy. He can get you 8-plus strikeouts against the Texas Rangers team. He can give you 7 shutout innings. He can be phenomenal. He can be the Tanaka that everybody, you know, loves and raves about. At the same time, you can see Joey Gallo and Nomar Mazara teeing off on him. But there's no Beltre. There's no Andrus. This lineup is weakened. Very much so weakened. So Tanaka at $8,900 for GPPs, very, very much on the radar. Below Tanaka, you got Jose Berrios at $8,500. He finally started getting that curveball snapping his last time out. Got you 36.1 DraftKings points. Because boy, oh boy, was he in a funk. But he did that against the St. Louis Cardinals team. Bunch of strikeouts in that one. Double-digit Ks. Now he goes up against the Detroit Tigers team. Strikes out 21% of the time. He's a minus 200 home favorite, which is tremendous. Everything looks great peripheral-wise. He was just finally locating his pitches a lot better in this start. Tigers have a 3.7 team total, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 286, righties 307. Berrios, I think, is in a phenomenal spot. Again, you're hoping he locates properly, but he's got tremendous upside in this matchup. No problem with Berrios here. So in my middle tiers, I got Berrios 1, Tanaka 2, but GPP-wise, Tanaka is much higher than Berrios in my opinion. But hey, if you want to go Berrios-Tanaka lineup, I don't mind it because they both have 25-plus point upside with the bust as well. But you can mix and match this 8-9K range here and have fun. If you want to go two GPP guys in Fulte and Tanaka, if they both pop off, dude, you're going to be so far ahead of the game. And you can get a lot of good pitching or a lot of good bats in there as well. Once you drop below Berrios, this is kind of how the pricing's been of late. You get a massive drop-off, goes all the way down to $6,300. And there's only one guy down here I could really take a stab at, and he's at $5,700. Germán Márquez of the Colorado Rockies at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers offense is a mess. It's been established it's a mess. Márquez is nothing glamorous by any means, but definitely has those home road splits. He gets beat up at home, 0.7 DraftKings points, 8 earned runs in 15 2/3 innings. But on the road, in 5 starts this year, that's 4 starts at home, 5 starts on the road, 28 innings pitched, 7 earned runs, 29 strikeouts over a K per inning. He's averaging 18.9 DraftKings points per starts on the road. Something to definitely keep a look at because his last few road starts at San Diego, 13-1. At the Mets, 25-9. At Miami, 18-1. Pittsburgh, 23-1. Arizona, 14-5. For $5,700, he's giving you a nice little base there of a comfort zone. By no means is this a sure thing. Not even a chance. No chance at all. But the Dodgers have a 4.4 total, just around middle of the pack. Lefties, 349. Righties, 292. We know the Dodgers' offense has struggled. They have an okay kind of average WOBA of 317, average ISO of 161. Nothing out of this world great. He gives you a tremendous upside at $5,700. So he's definitely in play if you need a punt. The rest of the punts are just dreadful. And not saying Márquez is a sure thing by any means, but he definitely gives you that leverage there you can work with. So recapping your pitching, if you're going in the five-digit range, you're going Gio Gonzalez at 11-9. But we start in the 9K. You got Buehler at 93. Mikolas at 98 and Fulte at 96. Fulte, that GPP upside. In the 8Ks, you got Berrios and Tanaka. Again, Tanaka, big GPP upside as well. Then down below, you got Germán Márquez at $5,700. Let's go to the bats, but before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts that are done in under 5 minutes. They got baseball, basketball, hockey, golf. They're doing NFL best balls right now. They have it during the regular season as well, which is phenomenal. But you get your best ball drafts in, and it's tons and tons of fun. The app is super user-friendly. They are great for the fans when there's some issues. They take care of people when it's out of your control. And unlike other sites, you can, if it's in a rain delay and the game gets canceled before the game actually started, so it's a late start and then gets canceled, hey, if there's still games available, you can make changes. When guys are out of your lineups, they alert you. You can make changes. Tons and tons of fun. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports when you check out and get a free entry into a free $3 tournament. Tons of fun. Love playing it. Come join us on Draft, draft.com, Draft in your app store, promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. Started out at the catcher's position, and we are led by the one, the only, Gary Sanchez at $4,800 versus Bartolo Colon. No fault in you if you want to go full Yankees here. Bartolo's so hit and miss, but they have a 5-3-2 total, highest on the slate at the moment. Lefties 314, righties 354, so massive reverse splits. So El Gary in Texas is a good spot at $4,800. You're going to like the JT Realmuto at 4K versus Jason Vargas. Vargas has been absolutely horrible this year. The Marlins have a team total of 4, lefties 43, righties 456. Vargas has been destroyed. Let me give you his game logs here real quick. This has been just dreadful. We just mentioned lefties and righties both blow him up. DraftKings is taking its time loading up its page here. You look at his games. Here we go. At Cincy, 4 innings, 4 earned, no homers. Good for him, but minus 2.4 points. Atlanta, 4 2/3, 11 hits, 6 earned, 3 homers, minus 3.3. At San Diego, 3 2/3, 9 earned, 2 homers, minus 7. So he has minus points in all three starts. He's given up 5 homers on the year. He's pitched 12 1/3 innings, and he's given up 19 runs. 19 earned runs, I should say. More than that. So yes, the Marlins are in play tonight, and day 2 Real Muto at 4K is a phenomenal spot if you want to go that direction. You got to like Yasmani Grandal. We mentioned lefties versus Ramon Marquez is an option, so Grandal at 36 is okay. I try to get up to Real Muto if you can. Probably pay down, but Grandal definitely is an option for you there. Kind of like Tyler Flowers at 33 could be worth a look for you. Willing to get Steve at 32 versus Cashner as well as a cheaper option. When you go down some more, it's a little bleak. You're going to want to check lineups because some of these little guys will pop up. You'll look for maybe Baltimore throws a right-handed bat out there and Caleb Joseph, who is way down the list. He's 2,500 versus Hector Santiago. So that could be a nice one. We know Joseph can't hit lefties just fine. That could free up all kinds of money for you in your position. So take a look at the lineups. You'll get a couple sneakies in there. But you got the big boys up top in Sanchez and Realmuto. You got like Grandal, Castillo, Flowers, and then you go down to the guys like Joseph with some value. First base, you got Freddie Freeman versus Nick Pivetta. Yes, we respect the hell out of Pivetta. The Braves have destroyed Pivetta in his 3 starts. I forgot to bring that up, well, because we didn't want to use him as a pitcher. But we used him against Baltimore. He absolutely crushed it for us. There was no sugarcoating that at all. But his 3 games in Atlanta this year, let's just show it to you here real quick. Actually, and on the 28th, 5 innings, 4 earned, gave up a homer, 9.9 points. On the 17th at Atlanta, 5 innings, 1 earned, 2 Ks, 9.7. And then the opening day, 4 innings, 3 earned, 4.2. He's given up a few long balls in there, so he can be touched up at times. You got Freddie Freeman, who's definitely in play. The Braves, 4 team total. Lefties, 428. Righties, 254. He has been smoking against righties, but the lefties and Pivetta are, against Pivetta are very, very good. So Freeman at 52 in play for you there. When you go down, you get Jose Abreu at 44 versus Cashner. Is not horrible at all. Carlos Santana against Fulte. Yes, you do target lefties versus Fulte if you're targeting him, so he is in play for you there. Joey Gallo versus Tanaka at 41. Jose Martinez at 41 could be a sneaky play. Cardinals' third highest total at 506. Lefties 363. Righties 398. And the last few starts for Ian Kennedy has been a flyball fest. We know he's always been a flyball pitcher. It's been big time lately as he's been getting beat up. So Jose Martinez at 41 and the Cardinals could be a sneakier stack on this slate. Cody Bellinger at 4K, worth a look versus Marquez. Trey Mancini at $3,800, first base outfield eligible versus Hector Santiago is definitely in play for you there. Santiago does have reverse splits this year. Lefties 365, righties 299. But that's not going to stop me from using righties against Santiago. I'll tell you that right now. The history says enough for it. Go down a little farther. You got the likes of Mark Trumbo with his power at $3,500. Santiago, good GPP option there versus the lefty Santiago. A little farther down, maybe some Mark Reynolds. If he cracks the Washington lineup, he's first base, third base eligible. The lefty Erlen is not good at all. Someone to keep an eye on there for the Nats with Mark Reynolds at 3,400. Other than that, there might be a few more that open up down here, but nothing really standing out at this moment. Yeah, check your lineups. Nothing too crazy in the low threes. Second base, you'll have Ozzy Albies at 52 versus Pivetta. Obviously a great spot. Cesar Hernandez at 44 versus Fulte. Good spot as well. But you got some depth here at the second base position tonight. You got guys like Yohan Moncada, who from the left side of the plate swings the bat really, really well. 4,100 versus Cashner in a really good spot there. The Tigers are throwing their lefty Hardy out there. You got Brian Dozier at 39. He's been uber quiet. But we know Dozier in his career versus the left-handed variety is something we definitely get behind. Minnesota's got the second highest total, basically the same total as the Yankees, 5.3. Lefties 294, righties 306, an extremely small sample size against Blaine Hardy. But Blaine Hardy's been getting beat up this year. So we know Dozier's been quiet of late, really, really quiet. So ownership will be down. He's 3,900 versus Hardy. Jonathan Scope, 3,800 versus Santiago, another guy. Tons of power versus left-handed pitching. So two good options there below 4K. Like I said, I love Albies. I love Hernandez. We got some value on this second base position you can target. You guys like Ezdrubal Cabrera at 3,600. Another good option for you there. Manuel mentioned Matt Carpenter. He's been hitting the last few games. He's 3,400. I don't like Matt Carpenter, but if he's waking up, he's a good hitter at that price tag. So if you go that direction, I don't fault you. Jose Perella, $3,000, second base outfield for the Padres. Right-handed bat versus Gio Gonzalez in the middle of the order. Get a $3,000 bat in the middle of an order is always a nice thing to take a look at. And Chris Owings, if he cracks the lineup, he's second base outfield. He's 2,900 versus Chase Anderson in Milwaukee. So another cheapy option for you there. Other than that, check your lineups as there will be a few more cheapies, but you got a lot of options there at second base, especially in the mid to high 3K range. Definitely some viable options for you. Third base, Arenado at 48 against Buehler is very interesting. I'm not going there, but Arenado is always a GPP play. Travis Shaw at 43 versus Greinke. You got Jake Lamb at 42 versus Anderson. Lamb has been back for a handful of games now. We know how he does versus the right-handed pitching, especially in Milwaukee. That's something to definitely keep an eye on. His few games back, 0, 7, 12, 0, or he's only been back for like two games, 0 and 7. Those were before that. So 0 and 7 his last two games. We know when you're targeting Chase Anderson, lefty's 319, righty's 370. Jake Lamb could be in play for you at 42 if you believe he's ready to rock and roll. Mike Moustakas, 41 versus Mikolas, is in play. But then you got, again, Davidson at 3,900. Anthony Rendon in his career has just crushed left-handed pitching. For some reason, he's $3,800. Yes, he's been slumping a bit. I get it. Just like Brian Dozier has. These are two guys that crushed left-handed pitching. Dozier's 3,900. Rendon's 38. Maybe they wake up tonight. Maybe they wake up together and you win a GPP. Because their talent level is much better than that price tag. If you don't want to go that way, though, you got guys like Eduardo Escobar's down at 3,700. Our Minnesota Twins bat is still swinging it okay. Not like he once was, but he's still very okay. Danny Valencia, big-time bat versus left-handed pitching. He's 3,500 versus Hector Santiago. Mentioned Mark Reynolds already, 3,400. So some good options here at third base as well. Yomer Sanchez at 34. Don't hate that at all. If Max Muncy cracks the lineup for the Dodgers, he's 3,400 as well. In a good spot for you there. Mentioned earlier when we were talking about Gio Gonzalez, Christian Villanueva, extreme power versus left-handed pitching. Extreme power. He's $3,300 today. He went deep yesterday. He's gone deep in three of his last four, so maybe that bat is waking up for you there. So he's in a good spot there versus Gio, especially like in a GPP sense. You're not really stacking the Padres, but there are some options there if you want to go that direction. Daniel Descalso, 3,100 versus Chase Anderson, another cheapie you can look at for yourself there. And then Johan Camargo, third base shortstop eligible for the Braves. He's $2,800 and should be the starting third baseman for the time being. Shortstop, Manny Machado versus Santiago at 56 is outstanding. That is a great play. No sugarcoat that at all. That is probably one of the top plays on the slate. Trey Turner at 48 is in a good spot as well. Didi Gregorius has quieted down a lot. But at 3,900 versus Bartolo Colon is a sweet-looking spot as well. Escobar at 37, just talked about him. He's in play for you there. You slide down to the likes of Tim Anderson's been heating up again, stealing bags. He's 3,300 if you want a cheapie. You could go that direction. But like Jerks and Profar hit in the middle of the Texas order at only 3,200. I don't hate it. It is Tanaka who could pitch really well, but it's not a bad price tag at 3,200. You go down a little more. We mentioned, where'd he go? Well, we got Miguel Rojas at 29 versus the Mets. I love that play. I hope he is towards the top of the order. Even if it's the bottom, it's not the worst. But against Vargas, who's bad, Rojas from the right side of the plate there at 2,800. Very much a play there versus Vargas. So there's definitely some nice value. I mentioned Johan Camargo at 2,800. There's value at a couple of these positions. First base, you probably want to go up, but you don't have to. But second base has good value. Third base, we found some with Rendon and company. Shortstop definitely has its value. So maybe you pay up a catcher, differentiate yourself. Or you get some good pitching. Or let's go to the outfield, where there's always tons of bats to pick from. This is probably the direction many will go, the outfield. Aaron Judge versus Colon at 55, Stanton 51. Both good options. We mentioned the reverse splits. Righties are hitting really, really well this year. You got the struggling Bryce Harper versus Zach Erlin at 5,300. Don't hate it. It's interesting. Odubel Herrera has been on fire. He's 48 versus Fulte. But one I do like a lot is Tommy Pham at 46 versus Ian Kennedy. Mentioned the fly ball rate has been going through the roof for Ian Kennedy. St. Louis, third highest total. Lefty's 363. Righty's 398. Tommy Pham leading off. $4,600 gets overlooked quite a bit too often. So I like that quite a bit. Nick Markakis at 44. You got Yelich at 43. Both good. Mazzara at 42 in play. Gallo at 41 GPP as well. Brett Gardner 41 versus Bartolo leading off. Not a horrible look for you there. You go down some more. You got the likes of maybe David Dahl at 39 if you're feeling frisky against Buehler. But like Michael Conforto at 39 leading off versus Hernandez. Hernandez is not a good right-handed pitcher. Not a lot of strikeout stuff. He gives up a lot of contact. So you got Conforto leading off, who's, you know, very hit and miss, but you got zero yesterday, but prior to that, an 18 and a 16 in that Arizona series on Saturday and Friday. $3,900 for Conforto is in a good spot there versus Hernandez. Trey Mancini at 38 mentioned how much we like him tonight. Good spot there. Aaron Hicks at 38, another good spot for him as well. Go down a little farther. Shinsu Chu at 37 is always on the radar for us. Tyler O'Neill with that power upside. Right-handers hit him better than lefties. 3,600 is in play. Jay Bruce at 36 for GPPs. I can get behind. You go down farther. You got the likes of Jock Jams at 35 for GPPs only. Franchi Cordero, probably not today. He's got that power upside versus anybody, but probably not today. Brian Anderson of the Marlins, he's third base outfield eligible at $3,400. I could definitely dig that at that price point. Good value there for the Fish versus Vargas. Brandon Nemo, if he's playing towards the top of the order at 34, I can get behind that as well. Max Kepler, slowly hitting lefties better, so don't sleep on him at 34 as a value play. And you'd expect Minnesota to get to Hardy and get some bullpen, hopefully. So that's something to keep in mind there. Marcelo Zuna is only $3,300 versus Kennedy. Yes, he's been struggling tremendously, but definitely a GPP upside if you want to go that direction. Austin Hayes is not playing there. You know, farther. Cargo's 32 versus Bueller. Manny Margot, 31 versus Gio is another GPP type play for you there. I'm looking for Jose Perella at 3K is one we talked about. Alex Gordon's 3K versus Michaelis is another option for you. Robbie Grossman, 3K, does switch hit well versus Hardy. That's an option. You got a guy a lot of people are going to use tonight. A lot. Like, a lot. I'm going to bring him up because if I don't, someone's going to kill me. But he's $2,900. He should be starting in the outfield for the Washington Nationals. He hits lefties really, really well. Don't let that fool you. He's a left-handed bat. He's not a switch hitter. He's a lefty. He hits both sides of the plate very, very well. Hits lefties just fine in the minors. His name is Juan Soto. And this kid is damn good. 19 years old. Really, really good. And he's only $2,900 on DraftKings. He's going to be in probably 60% plus a lineup, I'd imagine. Just because of that price point alone. Everybody wants a shiny new toy. So maybe that gets you off of him. That's fine. But I wanted to bring him up just because, yeah, that is outstanding. Other than that, check your lineups. There's going to be some value that picks up with these bad lefties on the mound, some other bad pitchers in general. There will be a lot of nice value that creeps up, but awesome spots to look at. Let's recap your pitching real quick. You got Gio up top in the middle of the 9K range. Bueller, Michaelis, Fulte, big GPP upside, big time. Berrios, Tanaka in the 8K range. Tanaka, again, big GPP upside. And then down below, Germán Márquez at 5,700 is the only way we're looking in that direction. You know, your top totals on the slate, you got Yankees, Twins, Cardinals, Orioles, White Sox. Love them all. Love them all. When you get down below them, though, some, like, the Mets could be some value there against Hernandez. You look at the Nationals versus Erlin as an option for sure, and then there's some other ones in play for you there. Let's check out the BVP real quick and send you on your way. You got Eric Hosmer 5-for-10 with two homers off Gio Gonzalez. Some be a sneakier play because not many will play him. Mikel Franco 6-for-16, two homers off Fulte. Odubel Herrera 8-for-25, two doubles and a homer. Inciarte 8-for-14 off of Pivetta. Cameron Maidman 4-for-6, small sample off Vargas. Castro 3-for-8, three doubles. So those are some right-handed bats you're going to get super cheap. Maidman was below 3K tonight. I'm not saying go all in on the Marlins, but it's a great team. If you want to stack them, you can do like a mini stack and it'll free up every dollar you ever wanted. Or they're all like little value plays you can pick and choose. Like I mentioned, Anderson, you got Maidman, Castro, Rojas. Riamuto's 4K, so he's not really a value, but he's still a great play. You can mix and match and get some other options in there. Yeah, they're in a great spot. Usually you take value because it's just value. Facing Jason Vargas has big-time upside. Going a little farther, you got the likes of Chirinos, 4-for-8, two doubles off Tanaka. Chu's 5-for-12 with a double, but Mazzara and Odor have both homered off of them, but not much going on there. As a team, though, the team that's there hitting 327, 16-for-49 off of him. Five doubles, two homers. 904 OPS, 390 WOBA, 224 ISO. So they've hit him well, but see how that goes. Stanton 6-for-16, a homer or a double, two homers off of Bartolo. Jose Abreu 4-for-6 off Cashner. Beef Wellington 5-for-12 with a double. Joey Ricard, another value play for tonight in the outfield for Baltimore. Joey Ricard, Machado, Adam Jones, Trumbo, Chris Davis, all homered off of Santiago. Trumbo twice. Danny Valencia, 7 for 22 doubles. So they are doing a 405 WOBA and a 268 ISO for the Orioles versus Hector Santiago. Just fine. Just fine. Good on farther, James McCann, 5 for 8, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Berrios. That's a out-of-nowhere stat. Tommy Pham, 4 for 8, 2 doubles, and a homer off Jericho or off of Kennedy. Jericho and Carpenter have homered off of Kennedy as well. Good on a little farther. That's about it. That is really about it. Story's taking Buehler deep, 1 for 2 in that matchup. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books for your Monday, May 21st edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Got a big week on tap here. Tonight we're recording the Always Pressing PGA DFS pod. We'll have all our PGA content out throughout the week. Doc will have his recap of the UFC in Chile coming up for you on that interesting fight night fight card. We'll have much, much more going on. I recorded Bench with Bubba episode 95 last night with Bat Flip Crazy. Absolutely awesome. Check it out. That guy is so smart. If you haven't followed him on Twitter, you should. He does a lot of good stats to help you out with your players and breaks down their X stats and all that. He goes over his whole process, and we break down with Goldschmidt and some other players. So really go check it out. It's an awesome, awesome set of info there from him. But much more coming up this week. Go check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. And when you go to draft in your app store, draft.com. Use promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament. But until then, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 21st edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.